Now,
Mike Richards, an absolute Canadian broadcasting treasure.
If you go to a high school, I would say at lunch hour, and you start, you want to talk about sport.
A lot of things come up to me when you say that. For one, what are you doing hanging around playgrounds?
How about that?
Toronto and the GTA is a zero. It is the worst football market in North America, bar none. People keep talking about the NFL coming. They're not coming. They're not coming to Toronto.
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
And we're off. Welcome, everybody, to Canada's number one daytime sports talk show. And I might add, Canada's only daytime sports talk show.
Yeah.
How are you, Dupes? You're not with it today.
I'm not.
Your head's somewhere else.
I know.
Where is it?
Well, there's a lot of things going on today. We got a busy show, which is going to give me some chance to get
big meetings after.
Out of the chair. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You understand? We're the number one sports talk show in the daytime in Canada.
I can confirm.
We're also the only
daytime
sports. Yeah. Just,
but
I thought you'd laugh. You're just.
I know.
Wow. Hi, Canadian sports fans and around the world and Canadians. Good morning. Welcome to the bunker here in Western Canada. It's going to be a fun day, obviously, when we're off to a rollicking start here in the program. And we've got some good friends. Little out of order here. Joey Alfieri is going to be joining us right here in the opening segment of the warm-up from TSN Montreal. Lots to get to with Joey Alfieri. He can talk Habs. He can talk Alouettes. Obviously, Quebec football pulling the pin yesterday. University football, we'll be talking about that. And was it the Impact bit the dust last night? I believe. He's on it.
He's on it.
So Joey Alfieri will be with us. Our hockey insider, Dumbalicious. Jared Dumble will be with us in hour one and hour two, probably. Gene Principe from Rogers Sportsnet joining us from the Edmonton bubble. And Blue Jays analyst, World Series champion Greg Zahn will be with us as well in hour two. It's been a bad week for the Jays, but they can salvage it today. Are you ready to go with the quick six show topics?
Let's do it.
Okay, let's go, Jordan.
Let's go.
I didn't hurt your feelings, did I?
Of course not.
Okay. Number one, I signed the petition. And you know what I'm talking about.
I do.
We talked about it in the morning meeting today. There's a petition to our provincial government to let them play. This is just about hockey. I signed it. I've thought about it back and forth. I posted it to my Twitter. And I'm in. They were only looking for 1,000 signatures. I talked to my brother this morning. There are now close to 3,000 signatures. But people want to play. Certainly, I'm not going to turn this into another COVID rant. We're 7 months into this thing. I think we got a handle on where it is, where it's going, or at least where we are now. And people want to play, and I support it. And I'm with the hockey people. And if you are too, you can sign that petition. That's to our province's government. Moving on to point two. NFL week two opener tonight. Are you excited?
Yeah. I mean, the NFL's got me.
Bengals-Browns.
I've been bit. I mean, I'm not that excited necessarily about the matchup. The Bengals and the Browns don't interest me a whole lot, but there's enough storylines there with Cleveland trying to, finally take off. They're still stuck on the ground. And then, Joe Burrow and the Bengals. So I'm interested.
6:20 p.m. tonight, Joe Burrow of the Bengals against Baker Mayfield of the Browns. NBC's got it. They have me too.
Yeah.
I think they got a lot of people. Although I see the article at 3downnation.com that said the ratings went down every day of the last weekend for the NFL. But I think it's an anomaly. Weather's good. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
We got all winter, or at least all fall and winter, to get ready for the NFL and be buckled to the couch. Point three, interesting point if you care. Analytics say 0-2 teams in the National Football League only make the playoffs 7% of the time. You don't have to worry about that because your Titans won in week one.
Yeah, thank goodness.
My Cowboys, however.
Yeah.
It's not going over well in the Big D.
No. And sure, the analytics say 0-2. There's good teams that happen to lose a couple of games and they win. But good teams don't start 0-2. Simple.
Exactly. I know this. I said this years ago. Jared never forgot it. He loved it. Ugly babies grow up to be ugly people. Beautiful babies grow up to be beautiful people. You start 0-2, you're probably an ugly baby. Most times.
Oh, my God. That's great.
It's true.
Ooh.
Look it up.
Ooh, 0-1. Don't want to start 0-2.
Exactly. Point four. Stanley Cup Eastern Conference Final tonight, Game 6. Ebbs and the Islanders against Braden Point, maybe, in the Tampa Bay Lightning. This is how important Braden Point's become for the Tampa Bay Lightning. If he plays, they win. If he doesn't, they lose. It's pretty simple, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's just interesting that a former Pat and a former Warrior have such a huge say in how this series has gone. So I'll be watching. 6 p.m. Mountain face-off, 6:20 p.m. Mountain kickoff in Thursday Night Football. Point five, interesting. Lots of reaction, as you saw, to our question yesterday. Who should the CFL bring in as an ambassador, a celebrity ambassador? And I think people clearly didn't get the point of the question. Right? It doesn't have to be a football person. We put it to our Instagram. You posted it to Twitter. There's like over 100 responses on it, right?
Oh, yeah.
And it was the typical, a lot of Henry Burris, Warren Moon, G. Roy Simon, all the same stuff that came up yesterday. People dabbled off into wrestling, Chris Jericho. I said The Rock, or sorry, Brock Lesnar. But they didn't really get that. You notice there wasn't one woman, not one woman, suggested by our viewers. Isn't that interesting?
That is interesting. I'm not sure why that is.
Would it help the CFL to bring in some glam? Let's just say Kim Kardashian will be the face of CFL football in 2021. I don't see how that would be a bad thing.
I don't either.
There weren't any women suggested by the viewers, and I found that interesting.
Huh. That's very interesting. Good insight. I never paid that close of attention to that to notice, but... Yeah, wow.
Jack's watching in Alberta. He says, Rod, are you saying that you must have been a beautiful baby? That's what my mom says. I was there, but I don't remember. John in Kansas City says, celebrity ambassador, is Don Cherry too out of the box? Obviously, we love grapes. Close personal friend of ours. You bringing in an 86-year-old man to be your celebrity ambassador? Here we go. Rod's ageism. He's discriminating against seniors. No. Love Don Cherry. Not sure he's the guy.
Think about this. Answer the question. You know, the celebrity ambassador says, I'm going to the CFL game. Who's coming with me? How many people are going?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, when G. Roy Simon says, I'm going to the CFL game.
You're going anyways.
Canadian football fans are going to go with him. You're trying to get non-Canadian football fans. So if Kim Kardashian says, I'm going to the game.
I'm going wherever she's going.
Exactly. Who has that type of influence and can swing that kind of hammer?
Right.
John Candy could do it.
Well, yeah. He did do it. So it's an interesting, who would be the celebrity ambassador you would pick for the Canadian Football League? I mean, people suggested Drake. Drake doesn't even want to go to the Argo games. Think about that for a second.
And he's
a quintessential Torontonian. He won't go to the Argos either.
And he's in the MLSC family already.
Oh, exactly. So Donald Mitchell, Navy guy, our buddy, says, too bad John Candy is gone. Well, for a million reasons, it's too bad John Candy is gone. But is there not another John Candy? It's the idea of what John Candy is, the celebrity chutzpah that we still talk about 30 years later, that he owned the Argos with Bruce McNall and Wayne Gretzky.
But it has to be somebody completely removed from football. Like, I mean,
yes,
their football knowledge could be less than zero, right? It's about selling the experience and selling a good time. It's somebody who's actually a fan. This Ryan Reynolds thing is really interesting. If he's actually a fan of the BC Lions, then sign him up to carry the flag and say, hey, we'll give you a luxury suite in every stadium across and sideline passes, you name it.
From our viewers, we're getting some good suggestions here this morning already. Tricky Ricky Long, longtime friend of mine, says Justin Bieber, and I would be down with that. Brett Thompson says Pamela Anderson, go back to her roots. Are you saying she's not a natural blonde? But we all know the stories that she was discovered at a BC Lions game. So much of, we were talking about this earlier before we went to air, that stuff all seems to be gone. Where's those great stories of so-and-so being discovered?
Yeah.
You know, Canadians. Anyways, it's a topic yesterday that really got people going. Oh. People writing in and saying Pam Anderson is old news. You bite your tongue. That barbed wire tattoo is not starting to sag down.
Never.
No. No regrets. Point six, our CFL betting lines. We got to set these later today. We're not going to do it now.
All right.
But week 15 in the CFL Sim League, our eSports League, gaming. It's 6-6 Edmonton at 3-9 Montreal. rematch of the 1977 Grey Cup. Calgary 10-3 at 9-3 Saskatchewan. That's Canada's Game of the Week, as voted by the viewers on Tuesday. We'll be broadcasting it on Facebook Live, 7 p.m. Mountain. 5-8 Ottawa Red Blacks at the 9-3 Argos, and 3-9 Hamilton Tiger Cats at 5-7 Winnipeg Blue Bombers. We'll be setting those lines later. So again, coming up later on today, Dumbalicious, Gene Principe, Greg Zahn, but we're going to Montreal right now. Joey Alfieri joins us from TSN 690 Montreal, and there he is. As always, how you doing, Joey?
Hey, good, RP. How are you?
Very good. Looks like you got a haircut. You're looking tight. You're looking fresh. I don't know if you heard what we were saying. A celebrity ambassador for the CFL might be a cool thing, like Drake with the Raptors. Have you ever put any thought into that? And if so, is there anybody you could think of that would really lure people to CFL stadiums as an influencer off the top of your head?
Well, is that not what you are?
That's funny.
No, I don't know. I haven't given it, you know, I haven't honestly given that too much thought. I don't know, man. Like, to me, it's hard for me to think of these things, Rod, just because I'm kind of like you. Like, I love the game so much. Like, I don't need anybody to sell it to me. But I realize that, you know, there are others who kind of need to be swayed still. But I don't know. I haven't given it that much thought. It's too bad. I guess, you know, The Rock is with the XFL now, and he's there, because, I mean, that would be pretty sweet if you had a guy who, you know, was in the league, you know, even for a brief moment, who's now hit it big, you know, to have that guy around. But, I mean, he's got a busy schedule himself, I'm sure. But, no, I mean, I'll give it some thought. I'll get back to you.
Thank you. Well, people are writing in and saying GSP, George St. Pierre. Is he as big of an icon in Montreal as it appears, by the way, from the outside? Like, yeah. Is he up there with Henry and the Rocket and so forth, or no?
Yeah, I mean, he's right up there. Yeah, like today, I mean, he might be the most recognizable Quebecer in the world, I would think. I mean, he's got to be right up there, especially when it comes to sports anyway. So yeah, I mean that would be huge. I'm not sure if he's a CFL fan or not. I'm not sure if he'd get behind a project like that, but here, I mean, I think he could help boost the Alouettes for sure if he wanted to play that type of role, for sure. Definitely, that's a good one.
All right. Sorry to go way off the board with those questions, by the way, because I knew that you wouldn't have expected that. But what do you want to talk about today? I mean, do you have your finger on the pulse of university football? TSN 690 broadcasts McGill-Redmond games, do they not? How's that going over that there will not be university football in Quebec this year?
Yeah, I think, you know, RP, I think it's kind of, it was expected by everybody. It's disappointing that, you know, we're not going to get any high-level local football at all. We obviously struck out with the CFL, and now university football. There was a little bit of hope there for a bit that they'd have a shortened season and whatnot. But I don't know. There's nothing like those Saturday afternoons. Like, I try to go a couple times a year, whether it's at McGill, whether it's at my alma mater, Concordia, or, you know, even University of Montreal. I've had family members go through there and play football at a very high university level. It's disappointing. Like, those fall Saturdays they're not going to happen. But I'll be honest with you, nothing surprises me anymore with football in 2020. Like, you know, I'm happy that the NFL's, you know, seemingly doing okay. You know, they haven't had a ton of positive tests. So I'm glad that we've got that football. But locally, I think it's just, it's been disappointing. It didn't feel like we had a summer. It really didn't. Like, with no Alouettes, no CFL, no going up to the mountain at the Percival Molson Stadium. You know, it felt like summer passed in the blink of an eye and wasn't even really here. And now that you have no university football in the fall, yeah, it's pretty disappointing too.
You're right. Joey Alfieri with us from TSN 690 Montreal. I got to ask you this, though. There was an Angus Reid poll way back in the springtime. They had polled people right across the country, and in Quebec and the Maritimes, the NFL was more popular than the CFL. A, mm-hmm. Does that shock you? And B, why would the results say that? Surprised me a little bit.
No, it doesn't shock me at all. You do have... listen, I'll talk to you about my friends. My friends are all fantasy football all the time. It's all we talk about when we're together. The wives absolutely hate it. It drives them crazy. I try to get them into... CFL, try to get them to come out to a game, try to get them to even watch a game. And it just doesn't work. And you have it. You know, we see it with the MLS here too. Like, don't kid yourself. There's guys who are diehard European soccer fans who just won't give the MLS the time of day. Never seen it, haven't really paid attention to it, won't give it a chance. And I feel like the CFL's They're kind of in the same boat. Like, to me, I love both. All right. But nobody's going to convince me that the NFL game is more exciting than the CFL game as a whole. Like, it just, it, to me, it just doesn't make sense. It's an argument that can't be made. So, you know, I'll give you an example, Rod. Like, last year, we're all sitting around at my buddy's house, and you remember the Alouettes went to Calgary. They were down 11 points with a minute 40 left. They score late, get the odds, and I'm with all my friends. We're watching this, and everyone's kind of on their phone, not paying attention, and I'm there, like, on the edge of my seat, and I don't get it. I don't understand why you wouldn't give this football a chance, but it doesn't surprise me. I'm in the minority here. There's no doubt about that when it comes to liking the CFL more than I do the NFL. And again, I love both. On Sunday, I sat in front of my couch for like 9 hours and watched football all day. But just for here, for whatever reason, it just it doesn't work. I'm not sure why. Or I shouldn't say it doesn't work, but it hasn't caught on as much as you'd hope or you'd think.
Well, marketing's a big part of it. James is watching in Morden, Manitoba. He says, I hate to say it, but they need the young crowd to get off their phone long enough to take in a game. But they're on their phones, James, at the NFL games and the NBA games and the NHL, too. That's a young thing. It's not a sports thing. Hey, your thoughts on the Habs and the thrill-a-minute ride against the Philadelphia Flyers. I love this series as a goalie, fan. Carter Hart and Carey Price. The one thing I've heard in the hockey world, though, is there were some Habs that just weren't digging the bubble. Guys with young families that just as it went on, they checked out a little bit. I don't know if you've heard that at all, but how's it going over in Montreal that the Habs made the playoffs but didn't go too far?
Yeah, look, I think once they announced that the Canadiens would get in, you had people with the, you know, people with the eye roll here. You know, like, how does the 12th place team in the Eastern Conference qualify for the playoffs? And people were disappointed. Yeah, I think it was a 50-50 split. A lot of people were disappointed about, you know, not getting a chance or you know, maybe not getting that opportunity to draft Alexis Lafreniere first overall. So people kind of went into the Pittsburgh playing round and they were torn. But I think once it got going and once they saw the young players on the roster like Suzuki and Kotkaniemi emerge, you know, I think people kind of got excited again for the most part. And then even in the Philadelphia series, you know, I don't think many people expected the Canadiens to beat Philadelphia. I actually had the Flyers in my Stanley Cup final before the start of the playoffs. And I think they did push. You know, I think the Canadiens were there. I think they're a little small up front and they kind of ran out of steam a little bit. Losing Gallagher at the end of the series certainly didn't help. But I think for the most part, coming out of that, people are excited that down the middle, they finally seem to have built up some depth with Suzuki, Kotkaniemi, Deneau, and with Max Domi. I mean, we'll see where that goes and where he ends up, you know, whether he stays or goes this offseason. But, you know, I think people were pretty excited at the prospect of having, you know, a solid 1-2-3 punch down the middle. They still, I mean, they have holes, just like, you know, every other team in the salary cap era, but they've got space. And I know they signed Joel Edmondson yesterday. And that's a contract that, of course, here in Montreal, people are 50-50 on. But I think it's a promising offseason, and hopefully they can build on what they did here in the summer and have that carry over into the winter.
And last one for you, Joey. One of our chats, we talked about Caden Primo, the future and goal for the Montreal Canadiens. I think you're big on him. I certainly am from what I've seen. What's your read on the Jake Allen trade? And what was the explanation, by the way, from Mark Bergevin for acquiring him? Because it's a lot of money in the crease, and it seems like they might have too many guys there.
Yeah, no, I think what they're looking at is probably a condensed schedule, right, coming into the 2020-2021 season. And I think, you know, Caden Primo, I'm very high on him. I think he looks good. Looks like an absolute steal in the seventh round. But I think they want to kind of leave him in the AHL, let him marinate there, let him play some games, and not kind of yo-yo between the NHL and the AHL like he did last year. And I think if you have a proven commodity that knows his role, like a Jake Allen, is, you know, I think it's $4.35 million for next season. I think they're okay with that just because they do have a little bit of money to burn. And they want somebody who can come in and maybe play 25, 30 games, especially if there's more back-to-backs, especially if there's more 3 games and 4 nights. They want to have Carey Price fresh. And I think they kind of want to do what the Bruins have been doing over the last couple of years with Tuukka Rask and Yaroslav Halak. You want to have your own version of that so that once you get to the playoffs, you saw when you have a well-rested Carey Price, he's tough to beat. So I think that's the thought process there. I'm okay with the deal, especially because it's just a one-year deal left on Jake Allen's contract. But you know, I think leaving Caden Primo in Laval in the American Hockey League and have him play those 40, 50, whatever it's going to be games next year, I think that's the goal. They don't want him to come up and down and have to, you know, adjust here and go back down to Laval and adjust back to his teammates there. I think that's something that they'd like to avoid if they could. So that's why I think you saw Jake Allen that acquisition.
Outstanding explanation and a wonderful visit. I always enjoy chatting with you and all my Montreal buds. Have a great fall out there, Joey. Hopefully we get some sports back soon, but I appreciate your time today.
Thanks, RP. Appreciate it, man.
All right, Joey Alfieri, TSN 690 Montreal, joining us. Dumbalicious in the bunker next. We'll talk some Stanley Cup playoffs. People still want to talk about the CFL ambassador idea. We really hit on something there.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll be right back. This has been the warm-up, and you're watching across North America on Game Plus TV Network, and are listening and watching around the world on the Rod Peterson Broadcasting Network.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. It is Canada's daytime sports talk show. It's turning out to be one of those days, and I don't think it's anybody's fault. Dumbalicious with us here, 10-year hockey pro Jared Dumba joining us, cousin of Matt Dumba. How are you doing, my friend?
Good. Actually, Matt's my cousin.
What did I say?
That Matt was. Seems, my, he, that I was, that I was Matt's cousin.
Yes. You made him famous. I got you. So the poll question that I never even got out. Look, having Joey Alfieri, because he had another appointment that he had to get to, another interview. So he kind of threw our out of order, right, in the warm-up and everything, what we do. So I'm just trying to cover everything now that we haven't yet. And the poll question today for Capital Automall, Universal Collision Center is... Is it bad luck to touch the conference championship trophy? On Facebook, 69% of you saying, no, it's not bad luck. And on Twitter, 63% of you agreeing, no, it's not bad luck. What got me thinking about it and why I tweeted it was the photo of the Dallas Stars around the Western Conference championship trophy the other night when they beat the Vegas Golden Knights, which I think it's silly. I believe there's no such thing as luck. I really don't. Do everything right. And you'll be amazed how lucky you get when you work hard and do things the right way. You'd be amazed.
It's amazing. And those guys are always lucky.
Yeah. And then a couple of years ago, Pittsburgh, I can't remember who they were playing in the Stanley Cup final, but Pittsburgh didn't touch the East Trophy. The West team didn't touch the West Trophy. And my buddy Morley Scott, longtime Oilers broadcaster and Eskimos broadcaster, tweeted, great! Now nobody's going to win the Stanley Cup. You know what I mean? It's just the dumbest thing.
Yeah.
So anyways, can you put in the comment, guys, from Craig Campbell at the Hockey Hall of Fame. He's watching in downtown Toronto. Might take you a minute to find it. There it is. Dennis Potvin and Steve Yzerman, for example, both hoisted the conference trophies. If both teams touch the trophy or don't touch the trophy, it negates the other and the perceived bad luck. The best team wins the Stanley Cup no matter. Thank you. Yes, from the Hockey Hall of Fame, Craig Campbell. Where they have the trophies. Do you touch the trophy, Craig? I get it. Just these stupid superstitions. Anyways, an anonymous texter writing from the 506. I had to Google what area code that is. That's New Brunswick, Jared. He says, why can't I get you guys live on your website? It runs only yesterday's episode as live. I don't know. I just sit in this chair and talk. Consider the tech guys informed that the live feed to rodpeterson.com, the video, is not working. Maybe we'll get DuPont on that.
Well, his
head's in the clouds today.
Yeah,
I don't know what's going on with him.
I don't know if he's going to be able to do it. Maybe put that off till tomorrow.
Oh, my favorite words in broadcasting, my favorite four words, we're working on it. Oh, it's fixed. They just told me it's fixed, so thank you. And Craig from the Hockey Hall of Fame says he touches the trophies, but only with white gloves. A wonderful hockey thing. And one more. Viewer Robin has written in and said, the NLL draft is today. And it is. I talked to the Saskatchewan Rust the other day. Because we've been running the same TV ads for them for months, even before the season was canceled in the NLL. I said, guys, do you want to update the ads? Is there something you want to promote? Well, they don't even know when they're going to play. So the Rush told me, hey, listen, can you tell the viewers that the NLL draft is Thursday, 4 p.m. Mountain, and the Rush have two picks in the first round? Somehow, the Rush just always pull this off. You know what I mean? Have you noticed how they're just like, they're the Patriots of the NLL.
They seem to be. I was going to say the Riders of the, but
but they win more.
Yeah, Canada's team. But yeah, they seem to be or whatever. They always seem to come along and get the right players. Somebody knows what they're doing there.
Yeah, and they have the 7th and 12th overall picks, and you can watch the draft at the NLL Facebook page, 4 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. 4 p.m. Mountain, 6 p.m. Eastern. And I love watching the games on their Facebook page. They do a really good job with the NLL. And lastly, before we get into tonight's Tampa Bay New York Islanders game, John Kirby, I'm going to answer your question, and I need you to back away from the keyboard, okay? Just back away. He says about the World Juniors. It's breaking news today, by the way. This year's World Juniors in Alberta will be played in the Edmonton bubble. And John asked how that affects the Western Hockey League. And it does not affect, Jared, in my opinion, the Western Hockey League at all.
No.
It doesn't. You go first and then me while I just woosah for a minute.
Well, I mean, how would that World Juniors affect the...
How does the fact that it's in the bubble...
How does that...
Will be played in the bubble affect... The WHL.
Well, I think it'll be a positive for the WHL. Anytime you have it in, you know, one of the WHL cities or over in Western Canada, I think it just attracts more, even more eyes. I mean, because you hear a lot more from people around. I think it's only going to help. I don't see how that could really hurt.
Doesn't hurt at all. No. Yeah. I just want to interject. Jeremy Davis is watching from the control room at Game Plus Network. He's running the ship down there in Toronto, Jared. He says, great show, Rod. You are getting some amazing guests. Well, Clark pre-booked everybody and then went on vacation. So I just got to deflect the credit where it's deserved, and that's to producer Clark, who's not even here, but he's crushing it with guests. So back to the bubble thing. Well, all those ticket packages had already been sold, so they're not going to even be able to, I guess they'll refund people if they have to. But for the players to come in, you already got the bubble set up anyways. The World Juniors was coming to Edmonton anyways. So let the kids play. The NHL has set the template, blazed the trail for the World Junior teams, right, stay in the bubble.
Yeah, you said it perfectly. Let them play. And who knows what's going to be happening by December. There's talk now. Trump was saying yesterday that on the long end, a vaccine will be out in two months. So if that happens, I mean, and it works, what are we doing by mid-December?
What if I told you I didn't want to take the vaccine when it becomes available?
I'm never taking it.
Right. So we can talk about the vaccine all you want. I'm not taking it.
But it gives people comfort.
But John, yeah, well, certain people, yeah. Yes. John's freaking out that no fans will be at the World Juniors. If you haven't noticed, John, there's no fans anywhere. So cool it. That's the last comment I'm getting to today. He's taking over. He's having one of those days. So my concern is more for the Western Hockey League as a whole. Are they going to play? That's... far greater concern. And by the way, you heard me talk about this, and I want to get your take right at the very start. Point one of my quick six show topics is that I signed the petition to our provincial government to allow hockey to begin playing here this fall. That however you want to read into that, they're into the thousands of signatures now. People are behind it. It's time to play. SJHL, they're in training camp right now. I'm kind of surprised that they are because there's no start date. The Western Hockey League's not in training camp right now. And I don't, you know, they're not. Why would they be? They've already said December 4th is when they're going to play. And interesting news, sorry, out of Manitoba today. It's Connor Geeky, right, of the Winnipeg Ice, is going to play Junior A, I believe, with the Winnipeg Blues. So I was talking to my brother on the phone today, the Cowboy, and I said, listen, that would be like Connor Bedard going to play for the Weyburn Red Wings.
Yeah.
You know, what kind of a trend is this starting?
Yeah, how many of those guys you start to see go? I mean, any ice time. And those leagues, you'll see those leagues are very close to the Western League. So, I mean, why wouldn't guys go if they're going? And then I see lots of people, too, talking about the QM because the Q has started up down south. And they're going, well, if they're doing it, how come we can't do it?
Sure.
What people forget is the cross-border stuff. You know, U.S. teams in the OHL and the Western League, they don't have to deal with that in the QM. So, but I think I still think it could be done safely. I mean, you cross the border and you're in a bubble. I mean, it's how hard can that be? If you can go to the grocery store, if you can go to restaurants and somebody's making your food that hasn't had a test ever, I think you should be able to go out and you know, play. If you can get the guys tested once and keep them in a bubble, I don't know. We'll see where it goes, though.
Jeff Lyon writes in, he says, Battleford's is not in camp yet. My kid is bouncing off the walls to start. How do you feel about my clip that I said about signing a waiver and being able to play, absolving whoever it needs
that.
To be yeah. of any liability and saying, we'll take our chances. I'll enter this arena. I'll enter this stadium. I'll enter this facility. I'll play. Just let me sign the waiver, and I won't sue anybody if I get coronavirus. Boy, if I get nailed to the cross on that one. How do you feel about it?
I'm the same way, and I would sign a waiver if it comes down to it, and there's a whole bunch of people that all have COVID and everybody needs a respirator. Well, I'm the last in line for the respirators. If it ever came to that, I would sign that. If it allowed you to go out, watch hockey, be in an arena, because I'm just not scared of it. I'm sorry. I know that it's a serious virus and some people have died. When you look at all the numbers and you see who's died, the comorbidities and old people, it doesn't scare me as much. I'm sorry. It doesn't.
And you work in the health and wellness field, and I'm with you. You see college football, the Big Ten yesterday, reversing the decision. It's being called in American media, Big Ten doing a 180, saying they weren't going to play because of pandemic fears, and now they are going to play because new information has become available about coronavirus, and they're going to play. So why would things be different in Canada with our junior leagues other than the stance of government? We had a big fight here this morning. Not fight. Discussion is before you showed up. Over who to blame for the leagues not playing, whether it be your beloved Canadian Football League or the Western Hockey League or the OHL. And there's like, which commissioners are dropping the ball? None of them. Or Hockey Association executive directors. They all want to play.
Yeah.
It's the government that's got the hands, got them handcuffed.
Yeah.
And that's
then,
all.
And then you start looking at numbers and you go, okay, well, what? A few weeks ago, the CDC had 180,000 deaths. Or the WHO or the CDC, 180,000 deaths. Now it's just over 9,000. They've corrected it. So, I mean, the numbers that you see, well, how do you know if it's who's taking the numbers? What's, you know, it's hard to,
We're going to, so look, I like having this talk because everybody's talking about it, but I also get tired of this talk because everybody's talking about it. So when we come back, we'll talk some Stanley Cup playoffs and a sports update. But one more, Chris in Toronto, Chris Bird. Watching, and he says, I'm with you guys about personally responsible for yourself. But what about if you pick up COVID and spread it to unknowingly to 10 other people?
You would only be in a spot where everybody else has signed waivers.
Right, and also 99.75% recovery rate. It's not even in the top 10.
With juiced up numbers.
Top 10 of killers in 2020 in North America. It's not even in the top 10. So what if I spread it? I might be spreading the cold virus and the rest, too. We will be back. Hang on. It's the RP Show, Game Plus TV network across North America, and you're listening and watching around the world on the Rod Peterson Broadcasting Network.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed. Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. We got some great topics on the go today. It's something I'm very proud of. It's a show here that we talk about things that matter to Canadians, and maybe it's Western Canadians, whatever, but it's a show that we talk about things that not everybody's talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Having said that, sports update. Kyle Higashioka hit a career-high 3 home runs in the resurgent Yankees, hit a season-best 7 homers, and another thumping of the Blue Jays, hammering Toronto 13-2 one night after beating the Blue Jays 20-6. New York moved 1.5 games ahead of Toronto for second place in the AL East. The series finale goes today in the Bronx. The Tampa Bay Lightning lead the East final 3-2 going into tonight's Game 6 against the Islanders and could again be without injured leading scorer Braden Point. He'll be a game-time decision, the former Moose Jaw Warrior. Game 2 of the NBA's Eastern Conference Final goes tonight at Walt Disney World. The Miami Heat will try to improve to 10-1 this postseason, while the Boston Celtics look to avoid an 0-2 series hole after blowing the opener. And Taylor Pendrith of Richmond Hill, Ontario, is one of four Canadians teeing off today at Winged Foot Golf Club in the first round of the U.S. Open. Pendrith is making his PGA Major debut after qualifying through the second-tier Korn Ferry Tour. Mackenzie Hughes, Corey Connors, and Adam Hadwin are the other Canadians at the Open. And isn't this nice, Jared? They put the four of them together in a foursome.
Fantastic.
That's pretty cool, eh?
Fantastic.
This sports update for Ballers Rec Room, Saskatchewan's newest entertainment destination. Our arcade games and batting cages are officially open. Come on down. Team building, office parties, all that.
I love batting cages.
It's so great at Ballers. And for Red Bull Canada, Red Bull gives you wings. Before we talk about Game 6 of the Stanley Cup and who's going to go on to face Dallas in the Stanley Cup Final, Janelle Barkman writes in, she says, going to need you guys to chat about the CHL lawsuit soon, seeing some Dub alumni responding, and it's going to get interesting. And for those that don't know, what's the kid's name? Kobe Moore. I delved into this pretty deeply yesterday. We did talk about this yesterday, Janelle, but because you brought it up, I'll talk about it today. Lloydminster kid, was he 20? He's in his early 20s.
21, yeah.
Played in the Dub for four teams in 4 years, which to me was a red flag right there. And he has sued the Western Hockey League, Hockey Canada, every pro league.
East Coast League.
East Coast, yeah, every league, saying that they colluded to limit his opportunities and saying that he, if he wanted to, should have been able to play pro at 18, 19, and 20 years of age rather than being forced to play junior for no money. Have I got that right? Have you been following it?
Yeah.
That's pretty much what he's saying.
Yeah, yeah.
And I noticed Graham Craig. Graham Craig. I can't remember where he played. Was it Swift Current or Saskatoon? I'm getting old. The years are running together, and I'm sorry, as are the players.
I can't
remember
recall.
Him?
Yeah, I can't recall.
He just went after the kid and basically said, your best season was 28 points.
Yeah.
Like, what do you say? Don't be so soft and grow up.
Yeah.
Which he put it way better than I could have. I'd have to go dig up. He was right at that kid, Kobe Moore. You didn't have a problem when you were playing junior, but because you didn't advance to pro, now you have a problem with it. It's a joke. And it's kind of a indicative of where we are as a society. And it's not just hockey, and it's not even just sports. I didn't get my way, so I'm suing you. That's what it feels like to me.
Hey, Matt, I've had coaches start rumors about me that weren't true. I've been in Saskatoon. I led the team in scoring in the preseason and all of a sudden was playing 4 or 5 minutes a game. I mean, I could go back and blame everybody for everything that went wrong and everything. I don't know what I could have done something that happened. How do you go back and summer follow that? I mean, you get 28 points was your biggest year, yet you were going to play in the second best league in the world at 18.
That's yes.
Well, guess what? I'm going to sue somebody I'm going to sue all the astronauts. Some astronaut association because they didn't let me in. I'm not an astronaut because I didn't go do the work. But they is because they didn't let me, I guess, or something.
That's where we are. Like, You're saying it.
It's so stupid.
You're saying it. Nelson, yeah. Our VP of Sim Events, writing in, he says, if you don't like something, act offended. And that's the thing. I mean, I had a guy say to me not that long ago, he said, if you are going to be a truth teller in society today, you better have your feet firmly planted on the ground.
Yeah.
And the good thing is, I do. I don't care. Say whatever the hell you want. And it's nice that Graham Craig would come out and say that. And Janelle has confirmed that, yes, he did play for the Saskatoon Blades. If I can go one further, I think he was number 25. But enough's enough. And near the end of my time in the Western Hockey League, after 17 years riding those buses, I saw it, Jared, and you did too, I think. These kids, I'm sorry, but lipping off the coaches, not doing menial tasks that, frankly, were rookie jobs. They just wouldn't do it. And I saw fights on the bus between the players and the coaches, and I was like slinking down on my seat like, oh, my God. I didn't see that when I got into the league. And I'm so happy that I just was there for the tail end of the golden era.
Yeah.
Where it's this attitude. I remember Al Tuer. He won't mind me saying, pro scout for the Florida Panthers. Kids would come into a team and say, what can I do for the team? Somehow or another, it came around to, what's the team going to do for me?
Yep.
And that's life. Sports is a microcosm of life.
Yeah.
And now it's these lawsuits. And I guess if you get the wrong judge on the wrong day, you could be in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Or any judge that has an idea what's going on would just laugh him out of court. I would think.
It's a different mentality today. I mean, just look at the AAA leagues around Saskatchewan. You used to have to go show up and make the team, and you didn't know that you made the team until you made the team. Now, kids aren't going unless they get a guarantee that they're on the team from the coach. And if you're not there, then I'm going to go over to Moose Jaw. And
I know.
If Moose Jaw says no, I'll go to Swift Current. And, you know, it's just like we got to work for things. You got to show up and you got to work for things. You don't just get things given to you in life. And, I mean, when you're teaching people that you just get stuff for nothing, I mean, it's going to be fun. Real hard for some of these kids to walk into a meeting for a job and go, okay, I got the job, I'm here. And they go, no, this is the interview. And I go, well, no, but I showed up, but I'm here. I mean, you're offending me if you don't give me the job. You're obviously, you hate me if you
don't
give me
the job. They'll find a reason.
Yeah, that's like, well, you can't just get stuff for doing nothing. You have to do stuff. You know, I showed up, I'm prepared for the job interview.
Well, that's
I actually do this.
That's what I think, and I come from an era and a background where the harder you work, the further ahead you get.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to me
it's
like
weird.
That is not the prevailing notion out there right now. But my lawyer says, the wonderful William Howe, sooner or later, you get it. It comes later for everybody,
yeah.
But at some point, you're out there on your own.
Yeah.
So probably the earlier the better, but sooner or later you get it. But how about Bill Belichick? You've never made the team in New England, Jared. There's no roster declared after training camp that you've made the team. It's just for week one. Week two, we'll get back to you. How do you like that, though?
That's awesome.
They're not handing you a team jacket in New England because you made the team.
That's awesome. You know, it's then that's what you're supposed to do. Show up every day and prove your worth. You don't just make the team and then sit back. You got to prove your worth every single day.
Just a couple last comments and we'll break and come back for viewer takeover. It's kind of ironic that I'm doing this, but Monty is watching. Former Huskies equipment manager. He says, get over it, please. How can you tell Monty's back? His favorite line, get over it. Hockey's going to be back this season. I hope you're right, Monty. And Chris in Toronto says, I think about 3% or fewer major junior A players make it to the show. I've done the math. I believe it's 1.5%. But here's the ironic thing about that. 100% of them, when they show up, think they're going to make the NHL.
Oh, yeah.
1.5% do. 100% think that they're going to make the NHL.
And every
we'll
single
be back.
One of their parents are telling them.
And their parents are,
going
yes.
to, for sure.
We'll take a timeout and be back. With Viewer Takeover, it's the RP Show. Man, this is going fast. Game Plus TV, Game Plus TV Network, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show?
You can still chime in from wherever you are in the comment section. As a matter of fact, we encourage that.
What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you. Unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. What a great day. Dumbalicious with us, and he's staying with us an hour, too, right?
Yep.
Gene Principe and Greg Zahn coming up here. And this has just been a good sports discussion today, and it's not all Blue Jays Raptors, which is cool, too. They have their thing, but we're talking about what I think people are talking about, and that is return to play. Coronavirus and the rest. The stuff that affects you. To the Prairie Mobile text line from the 204. And yeah, our Manitoba viewers are skyrocketing. This guy's listening at rodpeterson.com/listen live. But regarding return to play, a celebrity ambassador for the CFL, he says, I would like to see a few celebs come out and support the CFL, such as Bret Hart, Roman Reigns, who played for Edmonton before joining WWE, Ryan Reynolds, and people like you, Rod, who continue to promote our game. LOL, maybe another Our Balls Are Bigger campaign. You must remember that.
That was a good one.
It was good. We're still talking about it 20 years later. It must have been great. We're radically Canadian. The players laughed about that phrase. We're radically Canadian. I remember players talking about it. But it worked. Still talking about it. And by the way, Manitoba says, WWE has virtual fans. The other sports should try it. Unless, of course, it's trademarked. Look, I would pay. I've already paid for my Pat season tickets for the year. It's $1,200 for two. Take a cardboard cutout, stuff me and my wife's photo in our seats, and let's go. Let's watch it live stream, whatever. I know you agree.
Oh, yeah.
I know you agree. Let's just play. From DG in Saskatoon says, morning, guys. Let's take the positive of yesterday's NCAA news. Look at the schools that are bringing back football because of new medical info. Michigan, Ohio State, Minnesota. All big hockey schools. They will find a way to get hockey back as well. And that will trickle down to junior hockey quickly there. Canada will need to keep up. Or they won't care. They'll want to be the anti-America and wave their finger at America like they're doing right now. But how long do you think Connor Bedard will be in Sweden? I said I was going to ask you about the holy child going to Sweden to play junior hockey at 15 years of age because he can't in Canada.
Well, I think he'll be there till probably January would be my guess. I would think that, you know, as soon as you get the league rolling again, he'll probably finish up there, come back Christmas time and come. That would just be pure guess, though. Who knows? Anything can happen. We'll see where it goes.
Do you think, because I know you deal with government on some levels, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, lots.
That the Canadian governments, provincially, maybe even federally, will in any way look at what's going on in America with sports only. And this is a sports show. It's our life. It's my entire sphere of friends, really, save for the recovery world. But yeah, that they'll be influenced by, say, the Big Ten coming back, do you think?
I don't know. Yeah, they could. They very well could be. The only hard part is that there's so many people and so many thoughts. And with everybody having different, you know, thoughts, somebody's got to make that decision. Somebody's got to be that final person that says, okay, this is what we're doing. Hockey's back on. This is how we're going to do it, you know. But I think that they're probably in the phase of, okay, how are we going to do that? How can it work? And trying to please everybody, which you know how things work out when you're trying to please everybody. So I think that's why we're just kind of sitting around waiting. But I'll
be honest, by the way. We're sitting in Saskatchewan, so we'll talk about the Saskatchewan government. I have the talks with our crew here. The Saskatchewan government's done a very good job of actually pleasing both sides.
Yeah, very good.
They have.
Yeah.
And for them, that's a good thing because there's an election October 26th.
Yeah.
But the sports people and the business people are not, they're getting loud.
Yeah. Yeah, right? Well, people are getting stir crazy. I mean, they want to get out and they're going.
It's not just that, though. Businesses are going in the toilets.
Businesses in the toilets, suicides through the roof.
Right.
I think we've lost more people to suicide than COVID alone. So, yeah, I mean, how long are people going to take? I mean, at some point, you got to live. What's the point of living if you don't have a life?
Hold that thought. And I got to say this about our friends at Woodbine and Dark Horse. They've got a huge announcement coming up today, by the way, and you're not going to want to miss it. It affects us, Woodbine and Dark Horse. And Dark Horse is Woodbine's new easy-to-use betting app that brings the excitement of live stream horse races right to you. Its AI-powered insights and strategies help you make smarter bets straight out of the gate. Get $30 to start betting when you sign up today using promo code DHROD. Download the app for free at playdarkhorse.com, available for Android and Apple devices. My horse, the horse that I picked for the Queen's Plate, Belichick, because I figured he'd find a way to cheat and win. He finished second. He finished second.
Was he second?
To Mighty Heart. Mighty Heart won.
Mighty Heart won that?
Yeah. Oh. Next hour, Gene Principe of Rogers Sportsnet. Greg's on. Blue Jays great. More fun and frivolity on Facebook Live. For the rest of you, we'll see you tomorrow for Football Friday right here on Game Plus, 10 a.m. Mountain.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.